It is certainly a great blessing to be back at Camp Creek Church. We appreciate the invitation, have always enjoyed coming to this church, and just love your pastor and his family immensely, and certainly love Brother Dickey, and have enjoyed the wonderful preaching that's gone before. Certainly don't want to take away from anything that's been said. Would like to maybe just close out with some thoughts on this wonderful theme of the gospel. It's so important that we remember what a Savior we have. We'd like to just title the message, Hallelujah, What a Savior. Martin Luther said that he preached the gospel to himself every day because he forgot it every day. He preached the gospel to his people every week because they forgot it every week. I preach the gospel to myself every day because I can truthfully say I forget it. It needs to be brought back to my mind. It's so important that we remember in the world that we live, even though it's a broken world and we are a broken people, when you recognize when it's been brought to your heart that you are a sinner, and that in and of itself is a great blessing. The gospel is for sinners. Jesus said that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, he wasn't saying by that there were some over here in one category that were sinners and some over in another category that were righteous. Because we all are sinners. But not everyone is cognizant of their sin. Because before you recognize your need of a Savior, you must understand that you are a sinner. Notice with me in the book of Luke for just a moment. Here is a woman that is a fallen woman. She's a woman that has a very bad reputation. And of course, she hears that Jesus is going to visit the house of a Pharisee. In Luke chapter 7, it says in verse 34, "The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners." When Jesus came, he was accused of many things. He was accused of being a gluttonous man, being a winebibber. He was not guilty of either of those, but he was guilty of being a friend to sinners. The Apostle Paul said in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Now, certainly Paul recognized that he was a sinner. But Paul wasn't saying that he was any greater a sinner than any of us. But Paul was saying that he was more aware of his sin. It's a blessing when we recognize that we are a sinner before a holy and righteous God. It says in verse 36, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it," now notice what he did, he didn't say it out loud, "he spake within himself, saying, This man," speaking of Christ, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. Are you listening? For she is a sinner. Jesus answered. See, he knew the Pharisees' faults. Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. He said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. Jesus said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. Now notice then, Jesus turns to the woman. He turns to the woman and he says unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And then he tells her to go in peace. This woman, no doubt, was a notorious sinner. She had a bad reputation. See, sometimes today we say that the gospel is for sinners, but sometimes we mean for good sinners, not real 14 carat sinners. And see, the thing is, none of us are good sinners, but it's so easy for us to recognize the sin of others. Now, today we look upon the Pharisees and we say they were bad people, but in their day, they were the top. I mean, they had everything together. They had everything just right. They were the religious of the day. They were the religious elite. Their home was in order. But my friends, today we look upon them and we see them. I trust we see them for what they were. Jesus didn't say, listen carefully, he did not say to this woman, I want you to look at the Pharisee and get your lesson. But he said to the Pharisee, I want you to look at the woman and get your lesson. You know why? Because she was aware of her need of a Savior. My friends, tonight when you are blessed to recognize that you are a sinner before a holy and righteous God, the gospel is good news. Tonight, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for good news? In the book of Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 25, he says, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. My friends, tonight, none of you, none of us have it all together. I am so tired of looking out at congregations and people acting as if, oh, we've got it together. My friends, none of us have it together. Amen. We are sinners and we need the gospel to come more than just in the head. It needs to come down into the soul. And it's not just some theology or just something that we've learned in the head, but it becomes something that really affects every part of our life. Amen. You heard about the construction worker? They took their lunch break and they were sitting side by side, and one of them opened up his lunch sack and he said, "Bologna sandwiches. 3 days in a row, bologna sandwiches." He said, "I hate bologna sandwiches." He said, "I hate bologna." His co-worker looked at him and said, "Why don't you get your wife to make you something else?" He said, "I'm not married." He said, "I made these myself." Most of the baloney in our lives is there because we've made it ourselves. And my friends, the one that recognizes he is a recipient of grace is the one that will extend grace to others. See, tonight, if you realize that you are a recipient of grace and that God has looked down upon you in tender mercy, and that even though your iniquities were many, through Jesus Christ, we have a complete redemption. Notice with me in the book of Psalms, chapter 130. The psalmist cries out from the depths of his soul. He says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications." Then he says, "If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" Oh Lord, if thou were to mark iniquities, who would stand? He says, "But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared." In verse 7, he says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption." My friends, Jesus Christ is the one that stood in our place. Yes, today we need good news. I'm telling you today, in a world that's fallen apart, in a world where there's darkness on every side, in our own hearts there is darkness, the gospel comes and it comes to where we are. It finds us in the dark spots of our lives. And my friends, but the good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ came to this earth and he has accomplished for us that we could never do for ourselves. I love the song, "His Be the Victor's Name." His be the victor's name who fought the fight alone. Triumphant saints no honor claim. Their conquest was his own. What though the vile accuser roar of sins that I have done? I know them well, and thousands more. My God, he knoweth none. My friends, tonight, through Jesus Christ, we are victorious. In the book of Hebrews chapter 9, he says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." Aren't you thankful tonight for the gospel that Jesus Christ came? He went to the cross. In those hours when he was facing the cross, he prayed in the garden, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He was taken and scourged. A crown of thorns was placed upon his princely brow. He was beaten beyond recognition. When he was hanging upon that cross, even the sun refused to shine. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" My friends, he was forsaken that we will never be forsaken. The good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ is forsaken. victorious. He has conquered every enemy. Yes, we see through the shedding of blood, through the shedding of His precious blood, our sins were put away. They were put away as far as the east is from the west. The law has the ability to illuminate our sin. But my friends, the law could never eliminate our sin. The law showed that we needed a Savior. Jesus Christ came, and I'm telling you tonight that the sins that you in your life cannot forget, God cannot remember. He has put your sins away as far as the east is from the west. My friends, He didn't just say as far as the north is from the south. If you start traveling today north, at some point in time, you'll be traveling south. If you start traveling south today, at some point in time, you'll be traveling north. But He put our sins away as far as the east is from the west, never again to be brought back to our charge. You can begin traveling east today and go on and on and on, and you'll never be traveling west. He's cast our sins into the depths of the sea. He did all of this because of the great love that He had for us. It's one thing to say, God loves sinners. But my friends, bring it home. God loves me. Amen. He died for me. He's not disappointed in you tonight because He sees you through the blood of His Son. There's no change in the love that He has for you. You are His delight. Yes, tonight in a world where there's not very much good news, we have good news. We have the gospel to bring, and I hope that it will change our lives. And I hope it'll make us be more of a people that live out the gospel. My friends, we need the gospel every day. We need God's grace every day of our life. We need to be reminded of the truth that Jesus Christ is our glorious Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior. May God add His blessings.